Hi, welcome to GoGoTraining.com. My name is Dave Cole, and in this show, we're going to discuss ways to improve cooling efficiency in the data center. If you'd like to learn more about me, my background, and what courses I offer, be sure to check out my profile at GoGoTraining.com. Okay, let's get started. So let's start with the problem. An Uptime Institute study found that most facilities were not prepared to remove current heat loads, let alone those of blade servers. Remarkably, though, the problem was not with their cooling capacity. They had plenty of cooling. One data center in particular had 25% of its servers running hot, but the cooling capacity was 10 times what was needed. So what do we do about that? Well, we need to understand that heat transfer is impacted by two variables, temperature and air movement. We can't have any heat transfer without air movement. So we can improve heat transfer by increasing either the temperature differential or the cubic feet of air per second. In this show, we're going to concentrate on the air movement. Let's look at the factors which can impact air movement. Let's think about our raised floor as being a big balloon. The computer room air conditioners, the crack units, pump air into the balloon. The perforated tiles in the data center act like holes in the balloon. In order for the perforated tiles to provide enough cubic feet per minute of airflow, we have to build up static pressure underneath the floor. Every time we open up another hole in our balloon, we decrease this static pressure. So, what can decrease this pressure under the floor? One of the biggest factors is bypass airflow. So, what is bypass airflow? This is lost cooling due to misplaced or unsealed cable cutouts. When we cut a hole in a tile for power or communication cables, we're opening another hole in our balloon. We're letting out some of the air. And when we do that, we decrease the pressure from the under the floor, and we take cooling away from all the other perforated tiles. In other words, the tiles that are providing cooling to our equipment. 160 unsealed cable openings, that means we're losing the equivalent of three entire crack units. So what do we need to do? First, we want to close up all of these unsealed openings. Any tiles with unused cutouts should be replaced with full tiles. Secondly, if we've cut a hole for cables, we need to seal the opening using grommets. The brushes will seal around the cables to seal off the air. That's, in essence, closing up the hole. Reducing bypass airflow is going to improve our crack effectiveness by increasing the underfloor static pressure. We'd actually save money by sealing up these holes with $100 bills, but I'd probably recommend going with the grommets instead. Another way we can improve cooling efficiency is by eliminating short cycling. Short cycling means that the available supply of cold air is returned to the crack unit without cooling the IT load. The crack unit works really hard to create this cold air. Unfortunately, due to a misplaced perforated tile, the air isn't actually used to cool any of the IT equipment. Instead, it's returned to the crack unit. And now the situation gets even worse. Short cycling actually decreases the performance of the crack unit. How does this happen? Well, we need to understand that data center equipment is most efficient when it's working the hardest. A lightly loaded crack unit is less energy efficient than a heavily loaded crack unit. When we have short cycling, we are mixing cold air with the hot air being returned to the crack. Cracks do a really good job of taking hot air and making it cold. It doesn't do nearly as good a job of taking cool air and making it cooler. So short cycling actually hurts us in a couple of ways. Crack units producing cold air that we don't use, and that cold air returning to the crack actually reduces the efficiency of the crack unit. The next thing we can do to improve air movement is to understand the proper placement of perforated tiles. We never want to put perforated tiles in the hot aisle. It seems intuitive to do that because that's where it's hot, but we want to have a temperature differential between the hot aisles and the cold aisles. We want the hot aisles to stay hot. When I put a perforated tile into the hot aisle, I'm poking another hole in my balloon. I'm taking cooling away from my IT equipment. We only want to install the number of tiles necessary to actually cool our load. If I only need a certain amount of cooling at a rack level, putting three or four extra tiles there isn't helping me any. So I want to use 25% open floor tiles for general use. These will give me 500 cubic feet per minute of air. If I've got higher density situations, I may need 56% or greater open floor tiles. These are going to give me 2,000 cubic feet per minute of air. I do need to remember though, when I use a 56% or greater open floor tile, I'm opening a bigger hole in my balloon. I'm taking cooling away from other tiles, and that might affect cooling in another part of the data center. The final consideration for air movement is to understand the difference between pressure and velocity. Let's say we have a perforated tile a few feet from a crack unit. Our intuition tells us that the air coming out of the perforated tile would really be flying, right? Unfortunately, this isn't the case. Actually, the exact opposite might occur. Instead of pushing air out of the perforated tile, the air might actually be drawn into the tile. This is known as the Venturi effect. The velocity of the air passing under the perforated tile actually causes air to be sucked into the floor rather than blown out. Now, this Venturi effect subsides after 10 feet or so, but we need to be careful not to place a perforated tile too close to the crack unit. So if you want to improve your data center cooling efficiency, one of the big things you have to do is to manage your airflow. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, go to my course, Data Center Infrastructure Management, on gogotraining.com, and you can see the full course outline. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you on gogotraining.com.